This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shuckers season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike, and the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State.
Set at the 2-2, and Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry, and the first home run at AA for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the bullpen. Nothing but blue skies and sparse white clouds fill this Friday night from Montgomery, Alabama. At Riverwalk Stadium is the fourth game of a six-game set between the first-place Montgomery Biscuits and the Biloxi Shuckers. Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Thomas and Zarella will be joined alongside Gary Green momentarily as the Shuckers were shut out yesterday by a score of 4-0, so the Biscuits have taken the last two games after the Shuckers took Tuesday night's affair 5-3. And yesterday, it was the right-hander Sean Hundley who came in the game after Josh Robertson opened the ball game for Montgomery, which Tristan Lentz recorded one of his two hits in that first inning against Robertson. Well, then Hundley went the next five, allowed just two hits and struck out four. And Cody Reed and Chris Scow, scoreless three innings combined, struck out seven of the nine final Shuckers that they would face. And again, mentioned Tristan Lentz with two hits. Shuckers muster just three hits. The last two games now, a combined eight hits in those last 18 innings. So Biloxi's looking to get a few more of those today as they send the left-hander Robert Gasser opposite of Mason Montgomery. It's the second time that the Shuckers will see Montgomery. He pitched back in Biloxi on July 26th. So we'll see what Montgomery has his second go-around in Robert Gasser, his first start against the Biscuits today. We'll get to the rest of the starting lineups next between the Shuckers and the Biscuits, game four on this Friday night. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. 546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Double play! A double play!
Play ball! The best deal in town is back.
Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com. And welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium, the home of the Montgomery Biscuits, the AA affiliate for the Tampa Bay Rays. Getting set for the fourth game of this six-game series between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. Let's take a look at the starting lineups as we start with the Shuckers, 55-54 overall and 21 record in the second half of the year. They are currently tied for third in the South Division standings of the Southern League in the second half. Here is their starting nine. The center fielder, Corey Ray, leads things off, followed by the designer, Andrew Bonastero. Missed the last two games, so good to see him back. Again, he is the DH today, batting second. Left fielder, Garrett Whitley, hits third. His 12-game on-base streak, unfortunately, was snapped yesterday. Looks to start another one here tonight. Shortstop, Canavani, hits cleanup, followed by the switch-hitting third baseman out of Central Michigan, Xavier Warren. Tristan Letts bats fifth, playing right field. The switch to first baseman out of Ole Miss, Thomas Dillard, hits sixth. The Nick Hale is the catcher tonight. He bats eighth. And the second baseman, Jason Coca, rounds out the starting nine as he hits ninth. Robert Gasser, the southpaw, goes to the hill today for Biloxi, making his third start for Biloxi in the Brewers organization since being acquired. And the Josh Hader trio, Hader deal, right around trade deadline season. But so far, it is his second road start. Made his initial start at the M Braves back on August 6th in Rocket City. Then 5 days after that, back at home. He has allowed just one earned run in nine innings, so Gasser off to a good start in his Brewers organizational career. He goes opposite of Mason Montgomery, the former Texas Tech Raider drafted in the sixth round back in 2021. And well, Montgomery, again, mentioned before, his second start against Biloxi. His second AA start was against Biloxi back at MGM Park on July 26th. Here is the Biscuits starting nine. Cameron Meisner, the designated hitter, leads things off, riding an eight-game hitting streak. The switch-hitting shortstop out of UNC Bloomington, Greg Jones, bats second. The second baseman, Brett Wisely, a Southern League lead active streak in 19 games of an on-base streak. Wisely looks to make it 20. He hit bats third. Switch hitting third base to Ronnie Simon, bats cleanup. Nico Holsize of the right fielder, bats. Baseman Evan Edwards hits sixth. And the seventh spot, the center fielder, Jordan Kazar. Diego Infante playing left field, batting eighth. And doing the catching tonight is Blake Hunt as he rounds out the starting nine. And again, the southpaw Montgomery goes opposite of the left-hander, Robert Gasser. Should be a good pitching matchup here tonight. When we come back on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, we'll get you our picks to click and take a look at where both teams sit in the Southern League standings. That's next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, Floyd, remember old man Croc?
Makes 50-pound cast iron statues of cows.
Yep, he needs us to haul two dozen of them to Oklahoma for cash money.
Sparky, we need us a fifth wheel or a gooseneck hitch. Then we can haul big loads. And Southern Pro Truck has everything needed to get into the hotshot business.
Southern Pro Truck?
And the know-how to set us up right.
How much you reckon two dozen 50-pound statues of cows weigh, Floyd?
What'd you skip school on math day in a fourth grade?
I skipped the whole fourth grade.
Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes up.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking right now. That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Chuckers and Biscuits meeting in the fourth game of this series. Biloxi looking to stay above 500, 55-54 record over on the season, 21-21 in the second half. It's time, though, for our picks to click in tonight's contest as you welcome in Garrett Green. And Garrett, we'll start with you. Who is your pick to click tonight?
I am going to go with Tristan Lutz. Lutz hitting 321 against left-handers this year. So Montgomery is the lefty going today, and then you assume that maybe the likes of Lo Sorza and Lopez would be available out of the bullpen, so with a heavy lefty potential off of the mound, I am going with Tristan Lutz tonight.
Well, I'm going to go with Andrew Bonastera, a few spots in front of him. Missed the last two games. Good to see him back in the starting nine, and he's really someone, I think, with his veteran leadership, someone who just always gets on base. Obviously an 18-game on-base streak, but someone who is really hitting the laces off the baseball at the end of that last series against Rocket City. I think he's someone today to look forward to. Maybe the Shuckers lineup can lean on a little bit. Again, just three hits yesterday in the shutout loss. So the Biscuits getting ready to pop out from the third base dugout on their home white uniforms. They currently hold a five-game lead on the M-Braves, who are second place in the second half of the South Division. Shuckers 16 back, tied with Pensacola. So it's a big game tonight, as Montgomery not only looks to really take hold and hold the reins of this series, but possibly the second half divisional crown. Again, it's Mason Montgomery opposite of Robert Gasser tonight. Two highly heralded pitchers. We'll see which one can outduel the other. We'll have first national anthem. That's next here from Riverwalk Stadium on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information,
Stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Let's go Blues! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
Play ball!
Time for the future Brewers stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama, it is game number 4 in a 6-game series between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. A very pleasant good evening, everybody. Glad you made it to Friday. Alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers come into tonight sitting at 55-54 on the year, and they're at even 500, 21-21 in the Southern League second half. That puts them 6 games back of the Montgomery Biscuits, who come into today 27-15 in the second half of the Southern League campaign and 55-49 on the year. One more time, here is the Shuckers starting lineup for tonight. Leading off is the center fielder Corey Ray. Andrew Monasterio follows him. He's the DH, and Garrett Whitley out in left. Hits third. In the cleanup spot is the shortstop Cam Devaney. Xavier Warren bats fifth. He's at third. And Tristan Lutz is in right. In the seventh spot is the first baseman Thomas Dillard. Nick Kale behind home plate. And Yason Koka rounds it all out in the ninth spot as the second baseman. They go opposite the left-hander Mason Montgomery. No record with a 3.47 ERA in his time with the Biscuits. So Ray digs in from the left side, and Montgomery, the left-hander, brings home the first pitch. It's swung on and missed, and we're off and running at 6:35 p.m. Central Time here in Montgomery. No one pitch to Ray. Montgomery deals it home, and that's just touched foul by Corey. Well, the count is quickly no balls and two strikes to Ray. Well, it's a gorgeous evening for baseball. 82 degrees at first pitch here at Riverwalk Stadium. Mostly clear skies. It feels like 87 outside. The 0-2, and Ray takes a fastball high. And so the count of ball and two strikes to Corey Ray. There is a slight flutter of a breeze tonight. It is barely blowing out 1-2, and Ray pops it in the air. Left side foul ground, long run back for Simon, and ultimately it'll be Jones who picks it, spearheading with a backhand, and foul ground just shy of the mound for the bullpen down the left field line, and Ray is a foul out victim for the first out in the ballgame.
And let's meet the Biscuits defense tonight, starting on the outfield left to right. Diego Infante in left, Jordan Cazar and Nico Holsizer in center and right. On the infield, Ronnie Simons at third, Greg Jones and Brett Wisely up the middle. Evan Edwards manning first base, and doing the catching is Blake Hunt.
So here is the designated hitter Monasterio, and he takes a fastball high. It is 1-0. Monasterio back in the lineup today, as Thomas mentioned, for the first time after a couple of days off. Had an awkward slide into second base back in our series opener. Fastball zips outside. It's 2 balls and no strikes to Monasterio. Andrew hitting .324 this year. This is his 40th game with Biloxi. 2-0. And a fastball that finds the outer edge to the right-handed hitting at Monasterio. And the count is 2-1. 6 doubles, 8 home runs, and 24 runs driven in for Monasterio. The 2-1 pitch, and Andrew swings through a high fastball. Well, the count goes even at 2-2. Monasterio, an even number of walks and strikeouts at AA this year, 23 walks and 23 strikeouts. Batting with the bases empty and one gone, and the 2-2. And he bounces it foul over on the third base side. And so the count will stay at 2 balls and 2 strikes in a scoreless game here in the top of the first inning, just underway on a Friday night between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Left-hander Montgomery, the 2-2. And that is in tight with a fastball. And the count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes to Monasterio. Montgomery flutters the glove as he sets it above the belt, and the payoff is low and inside. It's ball 4. And Monasterio works a one-out walk to extend his on-base streak to 19. Takes care of it out of the gate. And a man on with one gone for Garrett Whitley. On the mound tonight for the Biscuits, the 6'2", 195-pound left-hander, Mason Montgomery, sixth-round pick by the Tampa Bay Rays in 2021 out of Texas Tech University. He has had quite a first full season of professional baseball. Check on first down, the offer to the right-handed hitting Whitley bounces in the dirt. Up to scramble after it is Hunt, and he will look Monasterio back to the bag. It is just 1-0 to Whitley. Now for Montgomery, he put together a very impressive season at High A Bowling Green. In 16 starts there, he went 3-2 with a 1.81 earned run average, allowed just 14 earned runs in 69 and two-thirds innings, making his sixth start at AA tonight, and half of them have been against the Shuckers. As a check over to first, and Monasterio is back in standing up. Now Montgomery was the double dipper back in our series against these Biscuits at the end of July. Started the opener against Biloxi, went four innings and gave up two runs. The 1-0 to Whitley, and that is just downstairs. Two balls and no strikes. Now the big number for Montgomery in that outing was six walks against the Shuckers compared to just four strikeouts. Well, settled in a lot better when he saw the Shuckers on a Sunday. 2-0, and Whitley skies this right side. That'll twist into the sunshine and foul. On the count, two balls and one strike to Whitley. Man on first, one gone. No score, Shuckers and Biscuits here in the top of the first inning. Montgomery would end up going five innings. He gave up just one run on six hits. Walked two and struck out five. That was the game in which Andrew Monasterio hit a walk-off grand slam in the bottom of the 10th inning. Look to first, Monasterio on after his walk, and Montgomery the 2-1. And that's low and in. Three balls and one strike to Whitley. Right-handed hitter, Dick Montgomery's 3-1. And Whitley hits a towering shot on the infield. Drifting to his right is Wisely. And as he takes a few steps back, reaches up and makes the catch. So a cloud scraper of a pop-out on the infield for Whitley. Two gone. And Cam Devaney will be the batter. Now the left-hander Montgomery now rated as the number 7 prospect in the Tampa Bay Rays organization with the re-ranking that MLB Pipeline just did back on Sunday to incorporate all of the draft picks from this year. Look over to first and the first offer to Devaney. And a breaking ball is right in there for a strike. It is 0-1. The scouting report on the left-hander, he throws a fastball that'll sit anywhere from 90 to 94, a slider, and a changeup. Southpaw has pretty much the same delivery with a man on base as he did without, as he deals home a breaking ball, and a slider is inside, a check swing, and no swing is the call to Devaney. It's 1-1. And with that, let's meet our three-man umpiring crew tonight. James Jean is our crew chief. He's behind home. Macon Hammond is at third. And Raul Moreno rounds out the crew. He is at first today. Devaney waits from the right side in the 1-1. He is down in the dirt. Monasterio, a big lead off of the base, but then he scampers back as a high throw from Hunt. He's hauled in by Edwards. And that's just a very entertaining second ball for the shortstop, Cam Devaney. Now Devaney batting in the cleanup spot tonight for Biloxi. It's a spot he's occupied just one other time this season. The Shuckers won that game in which Devaney was the cleanup hitter. Set, and instead of a 2-1, a throw back over to first, and Monasterio back in standing up. No score, Shuckers and Biscuits here in the top of the first inning. Monasterio on first after his one-out walk. Devaney, slide open to his stance as he waits for a 2-1, and a fastball is low and in. Three balls and one strike to Cam. So count leverage, and again, Montgomery, this is looking like his start that he made against the Shuckers. Back on July 26th, zone. Devaney in that game, one or a lifetime against Montgomery, 1-for-5. Does not have a walk. 3-1, laced down the right field line. That is slicing towards the corner, and that's going to be a fair ball that bounces off the wall and ricochets away from Holsizer. He finally chases it down, but Monasterio's in to score, and Devaney slides into third, but he is tagged out by Simon. The run, though, does score. And so Cam Devaney picks up an RBI double. He's thrown out trying to stretch it into a triple. and the Shuckers take a 1-0 lead. That's it for the Shuckers in the top of the first. We head on to the bottom of the first. It's Biloxi 1. And Montgomery coming to bat next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Bottom half of the first inning, the Shuckers with a 1-0 lead as we go that way. And so here is the starting nine that the Shuckers will look to keep in check tonight. Leading off is the designated hitter Cameron Meisner. Greg Jones follows him at short. And Brett Wisely, the second baseman, hits third. In the cleanup spot is the third baseman Ronnie Simon. Nico Holsizer out in line. And Evan Ed. Fielder Jordan Kassar bats seventh. In the eighth spot is the left fielder Diego Infante. And rounding it all out is the catcher Blake Hunt. They go opposite the left-hander Robert Gasser, making his third appearance with the Shuckers. He's 1-0 with an even 1 ERA. So here's Gasser in a lefty-lefty matchup with Cameron Meisner. And the first offer is a fastball on the inner edge for a called strike. It is 0-1 to Meisner. Gasser peers into Kale for the sign. On the southpaw, the 0-1 offer. And that is a little outside with a cutter. The count goes to 1-1 to Meisner. Gasser, the 6'1", 185-pound left-hander, 23 years old, deals home the 1-1. And Meisner pulls it down the first baseline, but wide of first and foul. And so the count goes to 1-2 to the left-handed hitting DH. Gasser, in need of El Dorado Hills, California, acquired by the Brewers in a trade with the San Diego Padres back on August 1st as part of the deal for Josh Hader. Left-hander peers over the glove and now winds home a 1-2. And a slider is ripped through and missed. And Gasser starts his night by striking out Meisner.
Well, here's how the Shuckers align defensively. Start on the outfield left to right. Garrett Whitley, Corey Ray, and Tristan Lutz. On the infield, Xavier Warren at third base. Cam Devaney, Jason Koch up the middle. Thomas Dillard batting first, and Nick Kales doing the catching.
So one gone, and Gasser deals home, and Jones bounces one to third. It's scooped even with the bag by Warren, and as he fires across, he gets the speedy Jones on a bounce out. So very quickly, two gone for Gasser as he retires Jones on just one pitch. And Wisely coming to bat with the Shuckers leading it 1-0. Well, Gasser had to battle through his last outing that he made back on August 11th against Rocket City. Four innings, he gave up one run on one hit. He walked three and struck out five. Remember, he gave up a run two batters into the ballgame and then got into a bases-loaded jam in the first as Wisely yanks one into right field on three hops. So lefty-lefty matchup, and Wisely swinging at the first pitch, bounds it into right field. So no-hitter for the lefty Gasser tonight. Can't expect much more out of Brett Wisely than that. Now moves his hitting streak to 5 games and his on-base streak to 20 games. Ninth in the Southern League in hits coming into tonight. He now has 94. So here's Simon, switch hitter bats right against the lefty Gasser, who deals a changeup outside for a ball. It is 1-0. Scouting report on the left-hander Gasser. He throws a fastball, a cutter, a slider, and a changeup. Four-pitch pitcher. The 1-0. And a breaking ball is looped foul over the net. They count 1-1 to Simon. 1-0 Shuckers here in the bottom of the first inning. Shuckers scoring in the top of the first on an RBI double by Cam Devine. Gasser throws to first, and a missile that Dillard and Wisely were both really trying to avoid there.
Especially with the sun setting on the third base side. Dillard's looking right into it. Granted, the sun isn't as bad as it was at first pitch 20 minutes ago.
Gasser, the 1-1. And Simon watches a fastball miss away. 2-1.
You're kind of seeing Dillard at first. Shield a little bit of the sun. He's in the shade, but there are streaks of light on the mound of Gasser and tailing down towards the right field corner.
A very similar setup to what we saw in Tennessee as well. 2-1. And a breaking ball. That's over the outer edge for a strike. That looked like the cutter. Well, the count is now 1-2. Two gone. Man on first is Wisely. 1-0 Shuckers here in the bottom of the first inning. Simon waggles the bat over his shoulders as he waits, and the 2-2 is shot foul on the first base side. And so the count will say a 2 balls and 2 strikes to Simon. Very different here at Riverwalk Stadium. The sun setting essentially behind the left field corner. So as Thomas said, those rays of sun are left field foul pole to the right field foul pole. Another 2-2 to Simon, and a hard skipper is hit to third. Knocked down by Warren, and he's not going to have a play. A hard shot ball to third that Warren got down on, and he stopped it, but it ended up just behind him. So Simon reaches, and there are runners on first and second, and Nico Holsizer will be the hitter.
Well, it's tough, too, because it was so well struck on the ground, but with the speed of Simon, even though Warren able to knock it down, he's got no play either way, and Wisely a plus runner as well.
So runners on first and second, still two gone. And now it's the right-handed hitting Holsizer, and he can't hold up on a high fastball as he whiffs through for a strike. It is 0-1. By the way, that has gone down as an error on Xavier Warren. So an E5 and a single has put two men on base with two gone here in the first. 0-1, and Holsizer takes a pitch inside. And the count is 1-1. Now, even with Gasser pitching in the San Diego Padres organization, and none of the members of the Biscuits have ever seen the left-hander throw. This is the first time they're seeing him pitch. Check on the runner at second and the 1-1, and Holsizer pops it back of home foul. The count goes to a ball and two strikes to the right fielder for Montgomery. 1-0 Biloxi here in the bottom of the first inning. Gasser struck out Meisner on a slider, got Jones to ground out to third. But then a single by Wisely and an error by Warren has let two men reach. The lefty Gasser sets in the 1-2. And Holsizer strikes out swinging on a fastball. 2 Ks in the bottom of the first inning. Part of a scoreless frame for Robert Gasser. No runs a hit. 1 error and 2 men left on. We move on to the second inning. It's Biloxi 1. Now the Biscuits nothing. And Biloxi Shuckers Baseball will continue in a moment.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual roast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Thank you.
1-0 Biloxi as we move to the second inning here on a Friday night at Riverwalk Stadium. Left-hander Mason Montgomery out for the second. And it's the switch hitting Xavier Warren who will bat from the right and fouls back a fastball for strike one to kick us off here in the top of the second inning. Shuckers scoring their run in the first thanks to a walk to Andrew Monasterio and an RBI double by Cam Devaney, who was thrown out trying to stretch it into a triple. 0-1. And Warren takes a breaking ball a little above the letters. The count 1-1 to Warren. Fourth game at double A for Xavier. 2-for-12 in that span with a double and an RBI. 1-1. And he watches a breaking pitch miss low and inside. Strike to Warren. Now Warren this year at high A hit 168 against left-handers. A little bit better against righties. He hit 239. 2-1 is inside. And the count has run to 3-1 to Warren. So Montgomery has now thrown 25 pitches. Just 11 of them have been strikes. And one of them was the double by Devaney. The 3-1. And that's hacked on the ground out to short. Jones waits for it. Collects and shuffles the feet. The throw is a little high. But a stretch by Edwards hauls it in. So Warren grounds out. 1 gone. And it brings up the right fielder, Tristan Lutz. Again, walks the issue for Montgomery against the Shuckers. Not an issue for him in his two starts since then. On August 6th against Pensacola, didn't get a decision. 3 runs in 5 2/3 innings, but no walks and 6 Ks. As Lutz bends back from an inside fastball, it's 1-0. And then his last time out, back on August 13th at Chattanooga, didn't go long enough to qualify for a decision. 4 2/3 innings. As Lutz, an inside-out bouncer over to first, Edwards shuffles to his right, scoops it up, and then heads back to the base and gets the out. So Lutz grounds out, 2 gone and the bag's empty, and Thomas Dillard comes to hit. Well, for Montgomery in that outing against Chattanooga, 4 2/3 innings, 3 runs on 5 hits, 1 walk, and yet again, 6 strikeouts. So really, his walk issues have come against the Shuckers. First offer to Diller, and that's down in the dirt and takes a high bounce back up. As it kicked off the gear of Hunt, it is just 1-1 to Diller. 1-0 Shuckers here in the top of the second inning. We're going to have an extra moment here as James Jean will dust off home plate and give Hunt a moment after he took a little bit of a glancing blow from that spiked changeup.
Now you're talking about the walk numbers for Montgomery as well. Just 13 strikes out of 29 total pitches so far.
First offer to Dillard, and this is skipped hard on the ground and comes into left field. And it's a base hit for Dillard. So the single out into left, and the Shuckers have a two-out base runner as Nick Cale comes to hit.
And that's the one thing. If a pitcher like Montgomery is not throwing in the zone to start, he might groove you something in there. And Dillard taking advantage of sharp hit ground ball, perfectly placed the 5-6 hole. He's aboard.
So we'll see if this can spark a rally for the Shuckers. Cale in from the right side. First offer from the lefty Montgomery. And it's yet again high for a ball. It is 1-0. Nick hitting 184 this year. This is his 14th game with Biloxi. A double, a home run, and 5 RBIs. Set in the 1-0. And Cale watches another pitch a little high and outside. 2 balls and no strikes to the Shuckers catcher. Biloxi leading 1-0 here in the top of the second inning. Dillard on first after his 2-out single. The 2-0. And Cale fights it back foul. The count 2-1. The defense definitely playing the right-handed hitting Cale to pull. Second baseman Wisely is pretty much straight up the middle, only about 2 paces to the right of second and all the way to the outfield grass. The shortstop, Jones, very deep in the hole at short. He has his heels on the grass as well. 2-1, and a fastball is inside, and it's 3-1 to Cale. First baseman Edwards is holding Dillard on, so Cale has pretty much the entire right side of the infield if he wants to go the other way. 3-1, and Cale hits it high in the air, deep center field, tracking back on it. Kazari's at the wall, and it's over the fence in center field for a 2-run blast for Nick Cale. It's his first hit off of a left-handed pitcher this year and his second blast as the Shuckers move ahead 3-0 here in the second. And that was a... It bounced over the center field wall, hit one of the picnic areas, and then skipped out of the stadium. 3-1 green light for Nick Cale, and boy, he did not miss.
Well, there it is. You know, Montgomery has continued to fall behind these Shuckers hitters. Tries to sneak one past. He thinks, oh, we got the number 8 hitter in the order. And Cale says, not so fast, my friend. You're right. That was an absolute moonshot to center field. Out towards where the railroad tracks are. We see a lot of guys hit those railroad tracks and left, not in center field too much. Had to travel at least 415, 420.
Cale is second home run of the year, and the Shuckers have added on to their lead as Jason Konka stands in. Switch hitter batting right, and he shoots one down the first baseline. Foul. They count no balls and a strike to Konka. Well, also worth mentioning that in his previous two outings against Biloxi, Montgomery had not allowed an extra base hit as the 0-1 is in tight. One ball and one strike to Konka. So the Shuckers have tagged him for a double and a home run and have a 3-0 lead. 1-1 and Konka, a bouncer the opposite way, diving stop made on his belly by Edwards. He flips to a covering Montgomery, who gets there in front of Konka. Really good play by the first baseman, Evan Edwards, as he lays out and takes away an opposite field bleeder from Konka. But the Shuckers strike for a pair of runs on a 2-run homer by Nick Cale. And as we head on to the bottom of the second inning, it's Biloxi 3 on the Biscuits nothing. And as we go that way, 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Cruising, WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your post when you're at the game, or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Of the second inning gets going as Eden Edwards, he was on the ground. Thomas Dillard makes a diving stop. He comes up and underhands to a covering Robert Gasser. And pretty much the same play that ended the top of the second inning is the first out in the bottom of the second inning. Well, a play by Dillard to dirty up the jersey. And an even better job by Gasser covering as well as he feeds him. Very quickly, one gone as Jordan Kassar in from the left side. Shuckers leading 3-0 over the Biscuits. First offer from Gasser. And a fastball cuts the inner edge for a strike. It is 0-1. Three runs, three hits, one error for Biloxi. No runs, just one hit and no errors for the Biscuits. The kick in the 0-1. And a cutter is a little outside. One ball and one strike to Kassar. So Gasser staked to a 3-0 lead here in the bottom of the second inning. He struck out two in the first. 1-1. And a cutter misses inside to Kassar. Gasser needed 16 pitches to get through the first inning. 12 of them were strikes. The set down the 2-1. And a cutter just misses low. Really good-looking pitch that was a little downstairs. And so Kassar ahead in the count, 3-1. Gasser, the 3-1 offer. And a fastball is found back and over the netting. He's challenged him with a fastball, and Kassar is a little underneath it. And the count is run full. The Shuckers are in their Biloxi Dodgers jerseys tonight. Those have become a favorite on the road. Gray pants and the blue caps. Montgomery in their home white jerseys tonight. Gasser, the 3-2 offer. And Kassar takes inside for ball four. Oh, Gasser had taken a step off the mound. He was moving into his K-strut. Thought he'd hit the inside edge with a cutter. Instead, Kassar works the first walk of the night for Gasser. And a man on with one gone for Diego Infante. Kassar go ahead and give him a 16-game on-base streak now with that walk. And yet again, Dillard's going to have to fight the sun a little bit at first. As the first offer to Infante is down low with the slider, it is 1-0. 3-0 Biloxi here in the bottom of the second inning, thanks to an RBI double by Cam Devaney in the first and a two-run homer by Nick Cale in the second. 1-0 Infante. A crack shot out into right field. Coming on, it's Lutz. He's going to have to play it on a hop, and it bounces past him, but Ray is right there. And Kassar was holding up close to second. It sounded like Infante might have broken his bat as he flared one out into shallow right. It's a base hit, and two men on with one gone. The catcher, Blake Hunt. So a borderline ball four call to Gasser. In a bleeding single. So Robert having to operate with traffic on here in the second inning. Right-handed hitting Hunt waits. And the first offer. And that's outside for Gasser. He missed with the fastball. It is 1-0. Hunt hitting 236 this year. 65th game with the Biscuits. This is game number 105 for Montgomery. Game 110 for Biloxi. Lefty Gasser, the 1-0. And the right-handed hitting Hunt takes down low, and Nick Cale is going to hand-deliver the baseball to Gasser and talk things over with him here. And Hunt with 9 doubles, 2 home runs, and 24 RBIs. Remember, for the Biscuits, they lost out on 5 of their 6 games they had here at home against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, and then lost out on 2 games that we had back at MGM Park. One of them a COVID cancellation, and the other one due to rain. So the Biscuits are going to play 6 or 7 fewer games than everybody in the league. 2-0 when a hard hit ball is foul over on the third base side. And so the count 2-1 now to Hunt. Hunt better against left-handed hitters than or left-handed pitchers than right-handed pitchers this year. Hitting 286 against lefties, 228 against righties. I'm very surprised to not see Oslavis Basabe in the lineup tonight. And not only has he tripled in back-to-back games, he's got a very good left-right splits. 2-1, and Hunt takes high. And it's 3 balls and 1 strike to the catcher and 9-hole hitter for the Biscuits, with the Shuckers leading it 3-0 here in the bottom of the second inning, but Kassar at second and Infante at first. Gasser, the 3-1. And a fastball on the outer edge for a strike. The count has run full to Hunt. Basabe hitting 333 against left-handers. A 286 against righties, pretty good as well. But a night off for the utility infielder. 3-2. And this is shot high in the air. Shallow right field. Lutz coming on, has it played the whole way. Drifts to his right and has to stretch a little bit to bring it in. And then lobs. Well, there's just one last ray of sunshine casting across right field that Lutz moved into. But the breeze has also shifted and is now blowing slightly out to left. So as a result, Lutz had to stab for that ball at the last second. Made the catch out in right. Hunt pops out. Now two gone for Meisner, the designated hitter. Gasser kicks home the first. And a slider is low and away. Meisner doesn't offer. It is 1-0. 3-0 Shuckers here in the bottom of the second inning. Gasser got a ground out by Edwards, but then a walk to Kassar and a single by Infante has put two men on. The 1-0. And Meisner doesn't flinch on a slider again. Two balls in, no strikes. Meisner, the left-handed hitting DH, 0-for-1 today. Struck out swinging on a slider back in the first. One of the two Ks for Gasser early on in this outing. The left-hander now up to 33 pitches, 19 strikes. 2-0. A slider is fouled back. The count is 2-1. Meisner hitting 192 against left-handers coming into today. A 266 against righties. Has been on an absolute tear in August. He's on an 8-game hitting streak and hitting 391 in the month coming into today. Gasser, the 2-1. And Meisner takes a fastball a little low and outside. And the count has run to 3-1 to Meisner.
I think the last time we saw Meisner, his average was in the 190s, and now sitting north of 250, just the job that he has done since then.
The set and the 3-1. And a slider is low and outside. It's ball four. Second walk in the inning by Gasser. And the bases are now loaded with two gone and Greg Jones coming in. Now you talk about that for Meisner. It's crazy. The turnaround for him started July. On June 30th, he was hitting 188. And as you said, he's now hitting 252 coming into tonight. So he's raised his batting average by well over 60 points. First offer to Jones. And a fastball just misses the outside edge. It's 1-0.
He's probably someone saying, let's continue to play baseball. Let's not stop the season September 18th. Obviously, Biscuits in a prime position for playoffs. A few more games.
1-0. And this is fouled back by Jones. It is 1-1. And we take a look at it. Meisner hit 322 in the month of July and now 391 so far into the month of August. It draws the walk there, though, so now he moves to 73 walks on the year. He moves in front of Thomas Dillard in the Southern League in walks. 1-1. And Jones, a slow bouncer. It's past Gasser coming on. It's scooped by Koka, and there's no play. It's a little dribbling infield single just past the mound by Greg Jones, and it brings in a run. Checkers now lead it 3-1 here in the bottom of the second.
And Gasser kind of knew it too. He tried to stick his bare hand down on the left side, and it just trickled past him, and he kind of crouched down right after, knowing that's probably a base in and a run. But again, that's just the difference between a lefty thrower and a right-handed pitcher in the fact that Gasser will fall off towards the third base side of the rubber instead of a right-hander the opposite way. A right-hander pitcher probably makes that play.
On the first offer to the left-handed hitting, Brett Wisely. He is sent high into shallow right field. Backing up on it, Koka. He'll reach up and make the grab. And so Gasser does limit the damage, but the Biscuits do strike for a run on two hits and a pair of walks, but they leave three on base. We move on to the third. It's now Biloxi 3 and Montgomery 1. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington. My name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove specializes in contractor's equipment. If you're working on a job and need a specific power tool, Milner can make your job easier. Milner even carries mini excavators, trenchers, light towers, compressors, pumps, and lifts. And that doesn't even scratch the surface on all the equipment Milner has to help contractors get the job done right and on time. Go by and see them today on Dito Road near Highway 49 Gulfport. Save time and money and get the job done right the first time.
Start of the third inning, Biloxi Shuckers 3-1 leaders over the Biscuits. Left-hander Mason Montgomery throws the first one home to Corey Ray. It's a called strike, and it's 0-1 to Corey. Top of the order and two up here, and to take you through the next couple, here is Thomas Zenzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. The 0-1 to Ray is down and away with the fastball 1-1. Shuckers scoring a run in the first and two in the second to lead 3-1 as Ray shoots the opposite way into left field, and Fonte tracks towards the wall. And just before the warning track, chases it down. Well struck baseball off the edge of the bat for Ray, but Infante records it for the first out of the third inning. It was a Nick Kamak and a Cam Devaney RBI double in the first. And now the designated hitter, Andrew Monasterio. First pitch swinging, fouls back a fastball for strike one. So one out, nobody on, top of the third. 3-1 Biloxi. As Montgomery so far through two and a third, 41 pitches, 22 of them for strikes. And a fastball sails high. At the eye level, it's 1-1. A Monasterio with the gray pants rolled up. Expose the Biloxi blue socks. Open stance for Monasterio, 1-1 for Montgomery. He whiffs and misses as he stumbles across home plate and hops around. That was the pitch he wanted to hit. He just couldn't make contact. No strikeout so far for Montgomery as the 1-2 is rifled back just over the top of the netting. Out towards the street level. And so they'll do it again. Now Monasterio walked and scored his first trip around. 1-2. And a check swing. Monasterio just able to get a piece of it and foul it back. Well, as Gary was talking about, Montgomery, just the control hasn't been there today so far. One walk issued to Monasterio, and the 1-2, he fouls it back. Montgomery has fallen behind a lot of these Shuckers hitters, which for a team that only was able to produce three hits yesterday and coming off a shutout, it's a good response so far. Runs in the first two innings. And when you got a pitcher like Montgomery who's fallen behind, it helps too. And the 1-2 is inside as Monasterio scoots off the inner half. 2-2. A patient hitter, Monasterio, a veteran on this team. 2-2. And he swings and misses. Got him a breaking ball down and away. And there is the first strikeout for Mason Montgomery. Quickly two gone in the top of the third.
It looked like he threw him a changeup towards the outer half. Just got Montgomery stretching, or got Monasterio stretching.
There's a lot of M's here with the Montgomery Biscuitario. Not easy on the broadcasters. As here is Garrett Whitley, strokes it well to deep left center field. And Fonte, long run for him, he can't get there. And caroms off the green padding, and Garrett Whitley scoots into second base with a stand-up double.
When you talk about, Thomas, the fact that the Shuckers manages three hits yesterday, all of them singles, how about today, four hits and three of them for extra bases, a pair of doubles and a home run.
Now they almost could have had the cycle if Devaney was able to reach third base safely in that first inning. All right, so far, three extra base hits. Shucker is out hitting the Biscuits 4-3. And Whitley's at second with two outs. Cam Devaney and swings and misses out in front of a changeup for strike one. Now Devaney get open up the scoring with that RBI double, but a 9-4-5 putout. Holsizer wisely to Simon, cut him down. A really good relay was textbook. The 0-1 is in the dirt, blocked by Hunt, the catcher, and the count evens 1-1. I mean, I was watching from the corner of my eye. Obviously, you're watching Devaney chug around second base, but the whole Sizer threw a strike to Wiseau, who is on the infield during. He fired a perfect throw to third, and you needed one to get Devaney. 1-1, and Devaney pops it high. The air first base side, but that's out towards the seats. And a fan on the last row. Able to knock it down while holding the beer in the hand. One, two. And Devaney takes high above the letters, 2-2. So Devaney with his second RBI of the series with that double. Maybe a multi-RBI game for him if he can drive home Whitley after his two-out double. Deuces wild on the scoreboard at left center, 2-2. And a breaking ball in the hands. Devaney pops it first row of seats as Edwards raced over towards the green padded fence. Just ran out of real estate. I think, too, the fences here at Riverwalk Stadium compared to MGM Park are different. The railings, at least. It's just a low, about 3-4 foot fence at MGM Park with blue padding. You could really lean over it. But here it's pretty thick wall and padding up and down the first and third base line. 2-2, and Devaney cranks it into deep right field. Holsizer back to his left. At the edge of the warning track, makes the catch for the final out of the frame. No runs, a hit, and a man left at second base after the two-out double from Garrett Whitley. 2.5 of come and gone in Montgomery. 3-1, Shuckers on top on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including 2 party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as 13 ticket and 2 drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Bottom of the third inning from Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama. Shuckers is on top, 3-1. The southpaw Robert Gasser rolls back out for his third inning. First pitch to Ronnie Simon is down and away for a ball. The switch hitting third baseman as well, Ronnie Simon, who's hitting from the right side. Well, so far Gasser has stranded 5 men out there, allowed just the 1 run, a little infield base hit that just got past the mound. And the 1-0 is popped high in the air, first base side. Dillard ranges into foul ground, backpedals towards the outfield. Grass makes the catch. Again to the right of the foul line. And puts away Simon for the first down in the third. Fourth game of this 6-game series in Biloxi right now. Looks to even that series at 2 apiece after the Biscuits have won the last 2 nights. Shut the Shuckers out last night. And first pitch to Nico Holsizer. It is a breaking ball at the thigh for a called strike. They got their guy they want out here today in Robert Gasser, working from the windup, third base, side of the rubber, the 0-1. He's one hops in to the mid of Kale. One ball and one strike. With one out, bags empty, and the ever-dangerous power hitter Nico Holsizer. 13 home runs this season. No batting gloves and the yellow tape around the wrist. 1-1, and Holsizer lines it to straightaway center field as Ray twists and turns his body around, makes the catch. Right in line with the 400 sign in center field. That was hit about 375. But at the end, it's just a line out to center for the second out.
Yeah, with the way that Ray broke on that ball, looked like he thought it was going to tail. Realized that where he had been standing when it left the bat was pretty much where he needed to be.
So quickly, two outs in Evan Edwards. He left-handed hitting first baseman. Takes a slider. First strike, one. Edwards 0 for 1 today. Grounded out to Diller, 3-1 in the second on the putout. As Gasser wheels and deals, a 1-1 breaker. He whiffs and misses at. Finishes below the zone. It's 0-2. Slight shift here on Edwards. Third baseman Warren playing right where the shortstop would play. Devaney just left of the bag. As a slider down and away, Edwards doesn't chase after. 1-2. It's that wipeout slider you see from someone like Nick Bennett as well. We'll get to see later in this series. Tomorrow, in fact. 1-2 is high and tight with a fastball, 2-2. Well, fun to watch Nick pitch. He might roll out the Biloxi Dodgers jersey as well. 2-2. And a slider and misses. Left side of the infield thought they had strike three.
Well, the whole fielding party thought they had strike three.
I did as well.
Corey Ray, Tristan Lutz, Garrett Whitley, everybody was heading to the Shuckers dugout.
Everybody but the man who asked to make the call, James Jean, 3-2. And Edwards this time offers at a slider down and away for strike three. So Robert Gasser punches out his third biscuit tonight in a 1-2-3 bottom of the third inning. After three, 3-1 Biloxi on top of the biscuits on this Friday night from Riverwalk Stadium. As Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it!
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too, our price is low.
Top of the fourth inning, Biloxi on top 3-1 on the Montgomery Biscuits as Mason Montgomery, the left here of Texas Tech, faces Xavier Warren, Tristan Lutz, and Thomas Dillard. And the southpaw Montgomery's first pitch home. A swing and a miss out of the bat of Warren. Stands in the right side against the left-hander. Montgomery a better inning in the third, just the one double. Left him stranded at second. As the 0-1 drops in a changeup, misses high, though, 1-1. It was a two-out double from Garrett Whitley, a line-out, a strikeout, and a flyout. That's how the three outs were recorded from Montgomery. 1-1 is pulled on the ground. Diving stop by Simon on the glove side. Pops up, throws across the diamond, and puts away Warren by a step for the first down of the inning. Ronnie Simon, a sharp hit ground ball. Captain able to make the play. As one of the many trains passes by Riverwalk Stadium. Out of the left field wall. And the first pitch to Tristan Lutz. He waves and misses at a fastball for strike one. It'll be different when we go back to MGM Park and there's not as much screeching in our ears. The wheels on the tracks. The 0-1 changeup down and away. 1-1.
I don't know what you're talking about. I find it rather soothing.
It's like going to the spa for 6 days. Unless you're Sir Topham Hat. And the 1-1 in the dirt, 2-1. One out, bags empty, top of the fourth, 3-1 Biloxi. And Lutz today 0-for-1, grounded out to first in the second. 2-1, and Tristan bounces up the third base side. Fair ball, back in it. Attempt by Simon, he makes the play and puts away Lutz by two steps. So back-to-back 5-3 putouts, but that ball was really hugging that white chalk down the third base line. It was right on it. So quickly two gone, and the switch hitting first baseman Thomas Dillard from the right side. And Montgomery fires in a fastball at the knees for strike one. Oh, beautiful skyline tonight as well at Riverwalk Stadium. Some pink and blue clouds out in right center. Cotton candy skies. And the 0-1's pop foul behind home plate. It's quickly 0-2.
This reminds me of that night that we were in Chattanooga. I think it was also a Friday night.
Yeah.
Back in mid-June. The sunset just kept getting better.
Right by the mountains, there is the 0-2, and Dillard lines it over the head of Montgomery. Behind second base, wisely fields from the outfield grass, throws out Dillard. 4-3 on the putout, a 1-2-3 top of the fourth on three ground balls. Montgomery, as they move on to the bottom of the fourth inning, 3-1 Biloxi on top of the Biscuits. As Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve-level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Bottom of the fourth inning in Montgomery. Shuckers with a 2-run lead, 3-1 on the Biscuits. Southpaw Robert Gasser, first pitch to the left-hitting center fielder Jordan Kazar, is a called strike on the inner half. Kazar walked and scored his first time up in the second inning. The 0-1 is a fastball. Kazar waves and misses up at upstairs. It's 0-2. With his on-base streak to 16 games. The 0-2 from Gasser. A slider down and away. Kazar doesn't fish after. Well, after that hectic and chaotic second inning where the Biscuits didn't get their lone run, a better pinched inning from Gasser as a slider down and away, 2-2. Well, not that Gasser wasn't good in the second, just walked two men, did execute his pitches, especially to that little infield single from Greg Jones. It was a good pitch from Gasser. And the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. An inside changeup. Back-to-back strikeouts going back to last inning. Now four today for Gasser and one out in the fourth. So nobody on, one gone. 3-1 Shuckers on this Friday evening as the sun continues to set from Riverwalk Stadium. And Diego Infante swords at the first pitch. Can't hold up. Looked like it was a strike either way on the outer half. To Infante. Big open stance on the right side as he closes it. And down and in the dirt. Kale can't block it as it goes to the backstop. 1-1. Well, Gasser's pitch count sits at 58 pitches. 33 strikes so far. Still allowed just the two earned runs through 12 in the third innings in his first three starts with Biloxi. And a 1-1 throws off a nasty breaking ball. Clips the outer half for a strike. And Infante singled in that second inning, was left over at third, though. Gasser peers into home, 1-2. And a fastball, Infante hits well. Deep into left center field. Whitley towards the track and the wall, makes the catch on the run. Right in front of the 395 sign. And that's just the speed of Garrett Whitley, able to chase it down. A long and a loud second out.
Well, that's also the fact that Whitley has Parkinson, so he knows exactly how to navigate that little cutout out there in left field. He went at that fearlessly and took a very good route to chase down that line drive.
So two outs in the inning. 3-1 Biloxi, and Blake Hunt, the catcher, takes a called strike on the outer half. Well, definitely a very underrated aspect, I think, in baseball, too, when you talk about defensively playing in different ballparks, as the 0-1 misses down and away, 1-1. And you think around the trade deadline, too, maybe a player who's playing in the league could really help. Granted, there are some funky ballpark designs in Major League Baseball. Is the 1-1 inside tight slider, and Hunt can't hold up. It's 1-2. Well, that's why getting someone at the trade deadline who has experience being in that ballpark definitely helps. And you're right with the terms of Whitley chasing down that baseball in the alley. And the 1-2 down and away. Looking for the breaking stuff again. And the count's even 2-2. Gasser has sat down the last six, looking to make it seven here on Hunt. And the 2-2 from the windup. A breaking ball looked awfully good. Must have missed a bit low and away. He threw in another slider there. The count runs 4-3-2 at the top of the order on deck, and Cameron Meisner with two outs, the payoff home. And a fastball, Hunt in on the hands, flares it out to Coco, makes the catch on the glove side on a weak line drive to bring a close to this fourth inning. Seven in a row sat down from Robert Gasser. Move on to the top of the fifth inning. Same score line, Biloxi 3, Biscuits 1 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments, and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Top of the fifth inning, Biloxi in front, 3-1. And Southpaw Mason Montgomery faces Nick Hill to open up the fifth inning. And with that, we send it back to Gary Green to take you through the next few frames.
All right, thanks so much, Thomas. So it'll be Kale, Coco, Ray, the 3-2 up. Left-hander Montgomery, 65 pitches so far tonight, but just 39 of them have been strikes. So the Shuckers looking to add on to the 3-1 lead and even this series at two games apiece. Remember, Biloxi coming into tonight, six games back of these Biscuits in the second half standings. The Shuckers really need to win out in this series. They go on a run and hope the Biscuits run into a few losses the rest of the way, as these are the last three games between the Shuckers and the Biscuits this year. Kale from the right side is a fastball on the outer half for a strike. It's 0-1. Kale is the difference in this game, a two-run homer with two outs back in the second inning. The set and the 1-0. And that's hot. One ball and one strike to Nick. Second home run of the year for Kale, RBI 6-7 in his 14th game that he's played in with Biloxi. Open stance for the right-handed hitter as the 2-0 is taken high, and it's three balls. Check that. It was a 1-1 count, so it's two balls and one strike to Kale. Montgomery readies and the 2-1 offer. And Kale, he was looking for home run number two, waves through a dandy of a changeup. The count goes to two balls and two strikes to Kale. Lefty Montgomery operating from pretty much the first base side of the rubber. Leans back slightly as he readies with the 2-2. And Kale bounces it up the middle. Jones bobbles, recovers, fires to first. And it's there just before the stride of Kale touches down to first base. So Jones stays with it. And even with a bobble, gets Kale 6-3, one gone here in the fifth.
Well, that's why that first step always so important. And Jones able to shuffle over there, get the body momentum going towards first. So it hits him right in the chest and able to still record the out.
So lineup around here at the nine spot, and it's Yason Coca as the first offer, and Coca leaves through a fastball for a strike. It is 0-1. Coca so far tonight, he's 0-1, but it was because of a great diving play by Evan Edwards over at first. The 0-1 is on the inner edge with a fastball for a strike. The count is 0-2 to Coca. Yason hit one the opposite way. Looked like it was going to slither out into right field, but Edwards dived and made the stop. Montgomery covered well enough. 1-1, and that slashed foul. Actually, the count to Owens. The 0-2 pitch. Lifted high in the air, but right on the infield. Montgomery will clear out of the way. Coming on is the third baseman, Simon. At about 10 feet in front of the mound, he'll make the catch for the out. So pop up on the infield for Coca. Two gone, and now the lineup card turns over to Corey Ray. Reminder, the Shuckers are on the road for these six games. We'll be back at MGM Park starting on Tuesday night. That's August 23rd. Against the Chattanooga Lookouts, it's another T-shirt Tuesday presented by WellCare. First offer to Ray and a swing and a miss on a slider for a strike. It is 0-1. First 250 fans will receive a Shuckers T-shirt. As the 0-1, and Ray hits this foul. I don't know what the design specifically is. We've had themes all throughout the course of the season. I think this is one our creative team just put together that's just a really cool-looking shirt. I'm a big fan of it. The 0-2. And that is on the outside edge for a called third strike. And so Ray goes down looking And Mason Montgomery has settled into a groove. He's retired the last 7 men in a row. We move on to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Shuckers still with a 3-1 lead at the halfway point on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For DCOM, or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
And we're gonna let it burn, burn, burn.
Last of the fifth inning, the Shuckers with a 3-1 lead over the Montgomery Biscuits. Robert Gasser, the left-hander, comes out for the fifth inning, and he gets the top three in the order, Cameron Meisner, Greg Jones, and Brett Wisely. Gasser, the first offer to Meisner, and a breaking ball is a little inside. It is 1-0. Meisner 0-1 today. Drew a walk his last time up in the second. He struck out swinging back in the first. One of four Ks for Gasser, as Meisner can't hold up on a 1-0 slider. The count is 1-1. And that seems to be the scouting report for Gasser against Meisner today. He's pretty much fed him just that slider. The lefty's 1-1. And this time a fastball. Inner edge, knee-high, called a strike. A little bit of a tilt to the head for Meisner. The count 1-2. Meisner again with that walk back in the second, 73 now, the Southern League leader. 1-2, and a big cut and a miss on an inside slider. And Gasser strikes out Meisner for a second time tonight. Five strikeouts on the evening and one gone here in the fifth.
What Gasser has done to Meisner tonight, I mean, really incredible considering we talked about the trend that Meisner has been on and just the hitting streak. Hitting almost 500 in that span.
For a strike, it is 0-1. Well, considering in the first three games, Meisner was 5-for-9 against the Shuckers with a double and two walks, and he had struck out just one time in the first three games. Gasser's 0-1. And Jones, a nub shot out towards second. One hop, Coca exchanges and quickly flips it with the wrist to first for the out. So a 4-3 bounce out, two gone in the inning. Brett Wisely, the batter, with the bases empty and the Shuckers leading it 3-1. Also take a look at Meisner. This is his 23rd game against the Shuckers. In his previous 22, he was hitting .337 against Biloxi. And that's 28 for 83 with six doubles and seven home runs. First offer to Wisely, and a slider forces him to back up slightly for a ball. It is 1-0. But Meisner now 0-for-2 tonight with a walk and two strikeouts. Gasser, the 1-0. And that slider finds the outer edge. It is 1-1 to Wisely. Left-handed hitting second baseman, 1-for-2 tonight. Singled his first time up in the first and popped out to second, back in the second. As he backs up from a slider that just misses inside and around the shins. And the count is 2-1 now to Wisely. Remember, that was in the second inning when the Biscuits left the bases loaded. They got just their one run on an infield single by Greg Jones. 2-1 from Gasser. And this is roped down the first baseline, but foul. Home run distance, Wisely. just was a little out in front. The count goes even at 2-2. Shuckers got their first run in the first inning on an RBI double by Cam Devaney and a two-run homer by Nick Cale in the second, the rest of the scoring. Gasser, the 2-2 to Wisely. And he misses high and inside with a fastball, and the count has now run full. Mentioned it, the single by Wisely back in the first, his 94th hit of the year. He was ninth in the Southern League in hits coming into tonight. 3-2 from Gasser. A swing and a miss. He got a fastball right past him. Six strikeouts for Rob. One run innings. Another impressive outing for the Shuckers lefty. That sends us on to the sixth. Biloxi with a 3-1 advantage over the Biscuits. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Hey Floyd, remember old man Croc?
Makes 50-pound cast iron statues of cows.
Yep, he needs us to haul two dozen of them to Oklahoma for cash money.
Sparky, we need us a fifth wheel or a gooseneck hitch. Then we can haul big loads. And Southern Pro Truck has everything needed to get into the hotshot business.
Southern Pro Truck?
And the know-how to set us up right.
How much you reckon two dozen 50-pound statues of cows weigh, Floyd?
What'd you skip school on math day in the fourth grade?
I skipped the whole fourth grade.
Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed.
Start of the sixth inning, Shuckers 3-1 leaders over the Biscuits. New hurler into the ballgame. The six suits divided into close for Montgomery.
Yeah, Gross, this season's 29th appearance. You started two games, a 1-2 record. He ranged just over four.
As the first offer to Andrew Monasterio is a called strike.
4.03 to be in fact. Three holds, 44 2/3 innings tossed.
As the next offer, away with a fastball, 1-1.
He's allowed 8 home runs, though, in that span. Walk 21 and struck out 29.
Right-hander sets at the belt. And brings home the 1-1. Monasterio swings and might have just caught the end of the bat to it. It's 1-2. So the final line on Mason Montgomery today, 5 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, 1 walk, and just 2 strikeouts. 1-2. And Monasterio just able to clip a piece of him and stay alive in the at-bat. And so the count stays at a ball and 2 strikes. On Montgomery, 77 pitches today, 49 of them were strikes. Monasterio in a 1-2 hole, and he hits this in the air, left center field, but playable. And Fonte ranging over, he'll give way to Kassar, who cuts in front and makes the catch out in shallow left center field. One gone and Garrett Whitley, the batter. Three runs, four hits, one error for Biloxi. One run on just 3 hits and no errors. Where are the Biscuits? As Gross deals home the first, and Whitley shows bunt. Can't pull back, and it's a called strike. It is 0-1. Well, Gross, the 6'4", 195-pound right-hander, 25 years old. 39th round pick by the Rays in 2019. 0-1, and Whitley swings through an inside slider. And the count is 0-2. Now, no more of those. The 39th rounders, no more with a 20-round Major League draft. What is it? The Major League draft used to go into the 50s for the rounds?
Piazza was drafted in the 50s.
The kick and the 0-2. And Whitley takes way outside, 1-2. And LeGros taken out of the University of at Arlington. A former Maverick. Set in the 1-2. And that is on the outside edge. A called third strike. Whitley goes down looking. First strikeout for Gross. Again, just the third of the ball game for the Biscuits on the pitching side of things. And two gone now for Cam Devaney.
Now Piazza actually 62nd round. The 1,390th player picked overall.
60, say that one more
62nd
time.
62nd
round. 62nd. As Devaney laces one towards the right field gap, a long run back, and it's over Holsizer's head and all the way to the wall. Devaney thinks about third, but he'll pull into second with the second double of the night. Give him 25 on the season. The Shuckers have another two-out base runner here in the sixth. So how about Devaney, who got held in check last night, as pretty much the whole Shuckers order did. But he reached base twice on Wednesday. And he also had a multi-hit game and reached base three times back on Tuesday night. So Cam's starting to heat up a little bit. Xavier Warren, the switch hitter, will bat left against the right-hander Gross. First time that he's hitting left-handed tonight. Kick and the first offer from the right-hander Gross. And he misses outside with a changeup for a ball. It is 1-0. Next offer in Warren ropes it foul over on the first base side. And so the count is 1-1. That draws our eye down to Biloxi's bullpen where no one is throwing right now. So the Shuckers do not have a reliever going. There is a possibility Robert Gasser could come back out for another frame. Gasser sitting at 78 pitches tonight. Devaney with a pretty good lead off of second. And with two gone, the 1-1. And Warren watches it miss downstairs. Two balls and a strike to Xavier. The Shuckers leading it 3-1 here on the top of the sixth inning. Now Gross, almost submarine-style pitcher. He comes at you maybe with a sidearm delivery, but almost underneath as well. 2-1. And that is blown away 3-1. Really fits the MO of the Tampa Bay Rays. They like to come at you from all different arm slots with their relievers. Remember that during the 2020 season when they made their run to the World Series and they put together a chart where they had all of the relievers for Tampa and the arm angles they had. The 2-1. And that is outside. It was a 3-1 pitch, and that is ball 4-1. So Xavier's on for the first time tonight. The Shuckers have something working here with runners on first and second and two gone, and now Tristan Lutz coming to bat.
Yeah, Gross, a guy that's really not going to overpower you. Like you said, just more of the arm deception and the arm angle. Sits in the mid-80s with that fastball.
The radar gun not operational on the scoreboard in the stadium. So we unfortunately don't have exact velocities. Runners at first and second and two gone. And the first off to the right-handed hitting Lutz. And Tristan swings through a breaking ball for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, Gross going to college in Tristan Lutz's hometown there in Arlington, located halfway between Dallas and Fort Worth. A UTA more in the center of this city. The set on the 0-1. And Lutz gets underneath it. Fly ball on the left side of the infield into foul ground, tracking after it, and at the railing, reaching into the dugout is Hunt, and he makes the catch. That was 3 feet into the dugout, and Blake Hunt reaches over the wall and makes the catch for the out. And so the Shuckers with a little bit of a rally, but it comes to nothing in the top of the sixth inning thanks to a great catch by the Biscuits catcher. We head on to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Shuckers still lead it 3-1. And as we go that way, 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi 40 AM and 100.9 FM.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
First pitch here in the bottom of the sixth inning is a bunt attempt. It's offered on a miss by Ronnie Simon, the switch hitting third baseman. Batting right, it's a southpaw, Robert Gasser. Winds and fires the next. And a slider falls in for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2. So Gasser out for the sixth inning, the first time that he has pitched into the sixth in his Double-A career with Biloxi. This is start number three for him. The 0-2 is lined over the head of Koga and out into right field. So how about that by Simon to turn around the ball and shoot it out into the right field gap? Now 8 for 22 against left-handed pitching at Double-A this year. So the leadoff man is on. Just the fourth hit allowed by Gasser this evening, and that now breaks up a string of 10 in a row retired by the left-hander. And with that, the Shuckers do have some right-handed action in their pen as Luis Contreras has started to warm up. Nico Holsizer, the batter from the right side, and the first pitch down on the dirt is blocked by Kale. Ball and no strikes to Holsizer. So Gasser now up to 82 pitches on the night. 49 of them, have been for strikes. South ball steers into the wide-handed hitting Holsizer and the 1-0. And a slider, and again dropped in for a strike. And the count goes to 1-1. Holsizer 0 for 2 tonight. Struck out swinging back in the first and lined out to center his last time up in the third. Gasser the 1-1. And Holsizer hits this one into right field. Lutz came in a few steps initially. Now he backs up and holds it in off his left shoulder on a line. First out in the inning, and brings up the first baseman, Evan Edwards. Shuckers took a 1-0 lead in the first inning. Andrew Monasterio worked a one-out walk, and then Cam Devaney with an RBI double to right. And one of two doubles on the night for Cam. Shuckers made it 3-0 in the top of the second inning on a single by Thomas Dillard and a home run by Nick Kale. As Gasser fires a strike to first to check on Simon. McCall, his second home run of the year. Only run for the Biscuits today, scored back in the bottom of the second inning with the bases loaded and infield single by Greg Jones. There goes the runner and a foul ball on a swing by Edwards. I think he believes he didn't catch any piece of that. Remember, he struck out on a check swing his last time up in the third. As the ball gets away from the bullpen down the first baseline that houses the Shuckers. A bullpen's in play here at Riverwalk Stadium, just like they are at MGM Park. And the teams are occupying the same dugouts. Set at 1. It's fouled right back, and the count is 0-2 to Edwards. Shuckers in the first base dugout here in Montgomery, as they are back in Biloxi. Left-handed hitting Edwards, taps home once, slightly open stance, bat resting on his shoulder as he waits from the left side. And the southpaw Gasser, the 0-2, high and inside with a fastball. We count a ball and two strikes now to Edwards. Now Edwards on a streak where he has walked in five consecutive games coming into tonight, but he's 0 for 2 with a ground out and a strikeout. Gasser has issued just two walks tonight as he deals another pitch inside. And the count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The wind was blowing out to left. It has mostly died down now here in the ballpark. Flag out in right field, pretty much still on the flagpole. Shortly off of first by Simon. And Gasser's 2-2. He's a check swing, but a called third strike on the inner edge. Threw him a cutter. And it's the seventh strikeout for Robert Gasser. Two gone in the inning, and Gasser looking to see if he can finish off six tonight. And he will not have the chance as Charlie Green quickly out of the dugout. And before he even makes it to the line, points down to the bullpen. But what an outing from the lefty Robert Gasser tonight. 5 2/3 innings, 7 strikeouts. 1 run allowed. He is responsible for the man at first. We have a pitching change. We'll tell you about Biloxi leading it 3-1 here in the bottom of the sixth. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including 2 party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Pitching change for the Shuckers here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Man on first and 2 gone. Luis Contreras comes into the ballgame. Jordan Cassar greets him from the left side. And the first offer from Luis is a little high and away with a fastball. It's 1-0.
Yeah, the right-hander Contreras, 26 years old, 2-2 record, a 2.92 ERA, 37 innings, struck out 48, walked 15.
The 1-0. And Cassar pops it back foul. It's 1-1. For Luis, making his he was reassigned back to the Shuckers back on July 27th. Right-hander, bright red glove on his left hand. Set of the belt, and the 1-1. And Cassar watches a changeup miss outside. And the count is 2 balls and 1 strike, the center fielder. So Robert Gasser departs after 5 2/3 innings tonight. He is responsible for Simon on first after his leadoff single. Contreras, the 2-1. And Cassar rips through an inside fastball, and the count runs even at 2-2. Cassar 0-for-1 tonight. Struck out swinging it back in the fourth. Drew a walk and scored the only run of the game for the Biscuits back in the second. Shuckers leading 3-1 with 2 gone here in the bottom of the sixth. And Contreras, the 2-2. He's high with the fastball. So the count has now run full to Cassar. And with that, Dillard not really going to hold Simon on. Instead, he's going to take a few steps back of first and guard the line with Cassar batting from the left side. 3-2 offer, and that is yanked down the first baseline foul. I threw him an inner edge fastball, and Cassar was just down in front. And so the count will stay full to the center fielder. Contreras' eighth outing since he was reassigned to Biloxi. Five of his seven outings in his return have been scoreless. The 3-2 again, and Kassar takes low. It is ball four. So Kassar works his second walk of the night. First issued by Contreras. The tying run is now on base. Diego Infante will be the hitter. Last time that we saw Luis was back on Tuesday night when he went two as the first pitch to Infante hit out to right field, tracking back, and it is over the head and lodged in the wall for Tristan Lutz, and they're waving it as a home run, but now the hand is put up by Raul Moreno, and they're going to say it is an automatic double, which is the right call. It was a drive to right field by Infante, and it got stuck over the green padding, but underneath the yellow line. And so by rule, it is a double by Infante, and it does drive in Simon, but Kassar will have to hold up at third. And if we're at MGM Park, that is a go-ahead three-run homer by Infante, but instead, it's just a ground rule double that drives in a run. But now the Shuckers leading by just a run. The tying run 90 feet away with Blake Hunt coming to bat. So an RBI double for Infante as Kassar moves to third. And now it's Hunt from the right side. And the first pitch is taken low and in for a ball. It is 1-0. So again, here in Montgomery, it's a 10-foot-high wall out in right field, and then they have a guardrail that's about 3 feet tall above that. That has the yellow line on top of that railing. 1-0, and Hunt cues it off the end of the bat foul, and the count is 1-1. So if you're going to hit a home run, you have to hit it over the top of the yellow line. And that one instead hit the netting that they have that is on that railing, and it bounced back and lodged on top of the wall, which is also a break for Biloxi. Set down the 1-1. And this is rolled third base side, out into left field, a base hit. One run is going to score. Here comes Kassar. The throw is cut off. He goes to second, and the tag is not in time. They rule that Hunt is safe at second on the tag by Koka. RBI single by Blake Hunt, and the Biscuits have charged back and scored three here in the bottom of the sixth to move in front 4-3.
Now, ball Hunt was just able to get enough barrel on it and pull it through the 5-6 on the left side. And it was a hard throw from Whitley. It's awfully tough with Infante running from second. That's why Cale ended up trying to cut it off, and unfortunately couldn't get Hunt on the back end of it.
So now the lineup flips back over, and it's Cameron Meisner, and the first offer is a changeup at the knees for a strike. It is 0-1. So unfortunately, close the line for Robert Gasser, the inherited runner scores. So in 5 2/3 innings, two runs allowed for Gasser. He set in the 0-1, and a big wave and a miss on a curveball. The count is 0-2 to Meisner. And Contreras has two runners of his own coming in score. A walk to Kassar, the RBI double by Infante, and the two RBI single by Blake Hunt, who now is at second after the throw. There goes the runner for third, and it's low and inside, and there will be no throw from Cale. So Hunt aggressively steals third, and he picked the right pitch to do it on, a breaking ball down in the dirt. Biscuits 4-3 leaders now here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Man on third and two gone. And the 1-2 to Meisner, here it is. And a swing and a miss. They've gotten Meisner to strike out three times tonight, but the Biscuits put together a two-out rally as they strike for three runs on three hits and strand a man. We go on to the seventh, and the Biscuits now have a 4-3 lead over the Shuckers. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jump in front as we move to the top of the seventh inning. Shuckers now trailing it 4-3. Thomas Dillard leads it off. And to take you through the seventh inning, here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. As Dillard from the left side, he takes a fastball in the outer half for strike one from the right-hander, Andrew Gross. Boy, three run bottom of the sixth inning for the Biscuits, and they have all of a sudden taken first lead tonight as Dillard swats it high in the air down the left field line, but that's going to slice into the seats. And it caroms all the way back into shallow left field as it hits off a few empty seats, and it's 0-2. On Dillard. 7-9, due up and score to the second and grounded out to second in the fourth. Right-hander Gross comes set from the belt, the 0-2. A slider trying to tail it back toward the outer half. Misses 1-2. Biscuits infield playing back all the way around towards the outfield grass. And a 1-2 to Thomas. A slider. He fights off foul third base side towards the street level. This kind of feels like the charge that Biloxi attempted to make late in the game last night in the ninth inning, and the Biscuits were able to slam the door. The Shuckers here, still plenty of ball game left. 9 outs to go. 1-2 is down and away. The count evens 2-2. So the single, his on-base streak extends to 7 games. And the 2-2. Bouncer up the middle, right at Jones, the shortstop. From just to the left of the second base, Pack throws him out at first. 6-3 on the putout, one gone the inning. O'Gross did work around some traffic last inning. A double and a walk to Devaney and Xavier Warren with 2 outs before he induced a pop-out to Tristan Lentz. An acrobatic catch by Hunt as he was leaning over the railing on the third base side. And Nick Kale, the catcher. And first pitch is lined into left field. That dunks in for a base hit in front of Diego Infante. So Nick Kale's second hit today. Now the Shuckers have some momentum going. The tying runs on base for Jason Coca.
Well, this is really good to see for Nick. Remember, he was the designated hitter in the game back on Tuesday night. And in that game, he struck out the first 2 times up, but he had one of the better hit balls the whole night. A really deep line drive to left, and tonight he's turned it into some productivity.
So the switch hitting second baseman looks to keep that line moving as the slider calls strike on the inner half for strike one. Sitting like this, going to continue to work him his way into the lineup. home run estimated 449 feet earlier in the ball game. And the 0-1 from Gross is down and away. 1-1. With Kell at first. Again, he represents the tying run. Shucker is trailing around 4-3 in the top of the seventh inning, but one out in the inning. As Coca fouls it off himself in the left-hander's batter's box, as it skips out towards second base. And now two strikes. Coca now 0 for 5 combined in the series in his second game played. Shuckers tonight, 6 hits. Even with the Montgomery Biscuits, 6 hits as well. 1-2, and a slider outside, 2-2. Well, that's been the one understatement this series so far. The way the Shuckers haven't been able to score too many runs. Well, they got out of the gate early, a run in the first, and then the Kale home run in the second, 2-2, and Coca lines it foul. Third base set out towards the sweet level. But an offense like the Biscuits coming into today in the month of August, hitting 308, and that's gone down a wide margin. It was, well, north of 315, 320 coming in towards the series, but the Shuckers pitching have dropped that. That is the second highest average in the month of August. And all of minor league baseball, as the slider is down and away, runs full on Coca, 3-2. And which even now, after some of his low-scoring affairs, you think the Biscuits in the first three games. They scored 3 on Tuesday, 4 on Wednesday, and 4 yesterday. They've got 4 today. They're averaging almost 7 runs a game coming into the series. 3-2 down and away, ball 4, and a walk to Coca. Runners on first and second. The order comes back around. It's Corey Ray. So the pitching has helped keep Biloxi in this series. And now maybe the offense can inch a little bit more with that. Corey Ray, the center fielder, first pitch swinging, pops it up. Left side of the infield. Greg Jones makes the catch near the second base bag, but it is an infield fly rule. Runners on first and second in less than 2 outs, and that is the second out. So Ray's woes continue in this series, now 0-15. Runners on first and second. Andrew Monastero, the designator, can tie the ball game with one swing of the barrel. Shuckers trailing 4-3 in the seventh, and Monastero takes a slider at the knees for strike one. Andrew today 0-2, walked and scored in the first, struck out swinging in the third, and flied out to center field in the sixth. Gross looks back to second, the 0-1. A slider, he overcooks up and away, and count back even 1-1. Monastero back in the lineup, missed the last two games. Was hitless on Tuesday, 0-3, did walk. 1-1, and a slider, Monastero lines down the left field line to base hit, past the diving Simon. Here comes Gill, he's in a score. Coca right behind him, gets the wave from J.J. Reimer, and it's a 2-RBI double off the bat of Andrew Monastero, and Biloxi retakes the lead, 5-4 in the seventh.
Well, that ball landed no more than a foot inside of fair territory. Just lined right over Simon and tucked into the right spot. And J.J. Reimer with eyes on it all the way down into the corner. It was a long run for Infante to send Coca home. And Andrew Monastero, he's been so instrumental for the Shuckers this year. Wouldn't expect anybody else to deliver. And what a big response for the Shuckers right after giving up the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
Again, the Biscuits scored 3 runs in the sixth, and Biloxi says, that's nice, we got 2 more for you. And the first run for the Shuckers since the home run from Nick Kale in the second inning. And Kale did come around to score, a big part of that. We talk about the bottom of the order all the time, and all the walk comes back to hurt Andrew Gross. And can Garrett Whitley keep the line moving? 5-4 Biloxi in the top of the seventh. Whitley 1-for-3, doubled in the third. As the right-hander Gross steals home, Slaughter misses inside for a ball. As Whitley twirls the bat back towards Gross, 1-0. And he takes down an inside 2-0. Well, there is nobody up and warming in Biloxi's bullpen, so it appears Luis Contreras will come out and fire his first full inning in the bottom half of this frame. Gross from the belt, 2-0. And Whitley, two-hopper out to shortstop. Jones charging, Corrales throws across to first to put Whitley and the Shuckers away in the seventh inning. But out before a huge 2-RBI single from Andrew Monastero. Hands Biloxi back the 5-4 lead. It's stretch time in Montgomery from Riverwalk Stadium. Again, Shuckers 5, Biscuits 4 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Biloxi retaking the lead 5-4 now after the 2-RBI double from Andrew Monastero. Greg Jones takes a fastball down low for ball one against the right-hander Luis Contreras. Third baseman Xavier Warren's in on the grass. 2-3-4, two up in the inning for the Biscuits. 1-0, and Luis comes right back. Pitch over the heart of the plate for a called strike, 1-1. Contreras came in, issued a walk. Back-to-back hits from Infante and Hunt, which scored those 3 runs. And pinch misses down to the zone on the breaking ball, 2-1. Well, the Kale. Nick Kale today, who is the catcher for Contreras, 2-for-3, has been the story. The 2-run home run in the top of the second. Start of the 2-1 fastball, sails high, 3-1. Which he hit the 449-foot home run, according to TrackMan. 3-1 to Jones, and that plunks him on the backside. He is not a happy camper about it as he tosses the barrel back towards the third base dugout. So hit by pitch, and Jones now will jog down the first base line. A tying runs on base and a very dangerous tying run. And Greg Jones can literally score himself around the base pass. So nobody out, man at first, and Brett Wisely, the second baseman. Stands in the left side. Shucker is looking to turn 2 up the middle. There goes Jones. First pitch misses outside for a ball. Throw down a second. Oh, they didn't get him. A one-hopper in the second base, and Jones goes Superman in the bag. His 33rd steal of the year came in today. Fifth place in the Southern League. Well, you know he was going to run. And the pinch missed for a ball, 1-0. So Wisely today, 1-for-3 as the 1-0 is down at the knees for a strike, and the count evens 1-1. Wisely's on base streak extended to 20 games with that first inning single. Looks to add more to the ledger than just the one hit. With Jones in scoring position, Shucker is up by just a run. And the 1-1 pitch popped behind home plate over our heads in the press box. Out of play. Well, he didn't play yesterday, but the first two games of the series was leadoff man. And now has slid down the order, hoping that he can maybe drive in a few runs. Black barrel above the left shoulder of Wisely Contreras. Now spins, and he backs away from Jones, who is just starting to take his extended secondary lead. And now walks out from the bag at second. Red glove just above the belt for Contreras. 1-2. And a curveball up and away. 2-2. As Kale had to slide to his left to receive it. Well, hit by a pitch to Jones, who then stole second to kick off this seventh inning. Nobody up and tossing in Biloxi's bullpen. And as I say that, they now start to do so. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Elevated fastball, and the high cheddar gets him as Wisely helicopters his bat around his head, and he is irate. Second strikeout for Contreras, and a crucial first down in the bottom of the seventh inning. Biloxi 5, Montgomery 4. And the switch hitting third baseman Ronnie Simon takes a change up and away for ball one. Simon today reached on an error in the first, popped out to Dillard at first in the third, and then singled and scored in the sixth inning. Part of a three-run frame, he was the man that led off the inning against Robert Gasser. 5 2/3 innings today, two earned runs. And Contreras deals 1-0. Elevated change up that Simon swings over. It's 1-1. Well, Simon just 5'9", and that pitch was above the letters when it started at him. It finished just probably right around the letters as well, but high changeup he tried to hack after looked appetizing. 1-1. He's down at the knees as Simon spins in a left-hander's batter's box and now has a few questions for James Gene. That did look low. The count 1-2 on Simon. Has to make do with what the situation is as Jones bounces off a second. 1-2. And Simon hits it well in the air, right center field. Ray Pinner makes the catch and throws it back into second base as Jones scurries into third. The tying run just 90 feet away, but there are two outs in the inning now. They had to throw the baseball in rather quickly with Jones' speed. That happened in a game last year on a deep fly ball into the deepest alley. Saw a walk-off, two RBI sacrifice fly. Sure, if you got a speedster at second like Jones, you can make it happen. As Nick Childs pops out from the first base dugout, Biloxi's pitching coach. The whole infield converges except Thomas Dillard. But the inning started with a hit by pitch to Greg Jones, who stole second. A strikeout to Wisely, and Simon just flat out to deep center. With the Shuckers clinging on to a 5-4 lead in the bottom of the seventh inning. Well, Biloxi retook the lead by an Andrew Monasterio double. Has really been a back-and-forth affair these last two innings after Biloxi held a 3-1 lead after two. until that three-run sixth inning by Montgomery. Checkers not only trying to even this series at two apiece, it's a six-game set, but also trying to climb up and gain a game on the Biscuits in the South Division of the Southern League standings. Biscuits six-game lead on the Checkers right now. We're tied for third coming in. A five-game lead on the Embraves. So meeting adjourned to Nico Holsizer. The right-hander against the right-hander thrower, Luis Contreras. And the first pitch is a fastball, 91 on the outside black for strike one. Well, Holsizer has been quiet tonight. Did barrel up a baseball in the third inning, lined out to Corey Ray in center field. And the 0-1. And Holsizer pops foul. Behind stone plate, it's 0-1 by Contreras as the ball gets away from the Shuckers' bullpen down the right field line. Full size are in the hole with two outs, a man at third. One run advantage for Biloxi in the seventh. Contreras deep breath, the 0-2. And high and tight as Holsizer leans out of the way. And Kale using every inch of his frame to receive it.
It looks like Cam Robinson has started to warm down in the Biloxi bullpen. He has been used in multi-inning save situations.
1-2, breaking ball, swing and a miss for strike three. Kale hangs on and Holsizer strikes out as the Biscuits leave the tying run at third base. Three strikeouts for Contreras at after seven. 5-4 Biloxi here in Montgomery. Move on to the eighth inning on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Top of the eighth inning in Montgomery, 5-4 Biloxi lead on top of the Biscuits. New pitch of the ball game for Andrew Gross. It's the right-hander Trevor Brinton. But now we send it back over to Garrett Green to take you the rest of the way home tonight.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. Brinton, the right-hander, will get Devaney, Warren, and Lutz, the 3-2 up for the Shuckers here. First offer to Devaney, and that's a fastball on the outer edge for a called strike. It is 0-1. Brinton, the 6'3", 208-pound right-handed hurler. Hickson fires the 0-1. And Devaney watches another fastball. This one's a little high and outside. 26 years old, taken in the 17th round of the 2019 draft by the Tampa Bay Rays. Kick and the 1-1. And Cam swings and goes down to a knee on a breaking ball away. Now the count is 1-2. This season for Brigden, 4-5 with a 2.75 ERA with the Biscuits as Devaney swings and misses at an elevated fastball. It's a strikeout of Cam. One gone and Xavier Warren, the batter. Now 39 2/3 innings. Brinkton has given up 15 runs, 12 earned on 28 hits. Five of those have been home runs. Five walks and 49 strikeouts for Brinkton. Opponents hitting 200 against him. First offer to Warren. Well, the switch hitter batting left takes a called strike in his 0-1. Shuckers leading at 5-4 here in the top of the eighth inning. Biloxi one in the first, two in the second. The 0-1. And Warren, a bouncer that's deflected off the glove of Brigham, out to second, barehanded by Wisely. And he makes an accurate throw to first. It was around the feet of Brigden, nearly slipped through the wickets, but it deflected it off of his glove right out to Wisely, who picks it up barehanded. Definitely a 1-4-3 ground out. And two gone now for Tristan Lutz.
We have seen two really good plays tonight. The Hunt catch over the railing, and now that.
Now the offer to Lutz, and Tristan takes a heater away. It is 1-0. And that situation back in the sixth inning on that foul ball that Hunt caught, that was a big scoring chance for Biloxi. 1-0, Lutz swings and misses at a fastball. It is 1-1. Well, worth noting that all of the runs in this game have scored with two outs. All nine of them. The set down, though, 1-1. And Lutz fights back a fastball at 91. And the count is 1-2. Devaney's double came with two outs. Cale hit a two-run homer. Two-bound infield single for Greg Jones in the bottom of the second. Here the Biscuits. Set in the 1-2. And Lutz sends it high into the night sky on the infield. Who's got it? Jones is calling for it. And over towards the second base side of the diamond. Reaches off his shoulder and makes the catch with his feet still on the infield grass. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Trevor Brigden in the top of the eighth. We move on to the home half of the eighth inning. Shuckers still with a 5-4 lead over the Biscuits. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com. The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Half of the eighth inning, the Shuckers with a 5-4 lead, and Biloxi will go to their closer here, the right-hander Cam Robinson in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Yeah, Robinson's 13th appearance since arriving in Biloxi. No record, a 1.42 ERA, 5 saves and 6 opportunities, 12 2/3 innings tossed, allowed just the 2 earned runs, 4 walks, 11 strikeouts, opponents hitting 195 off of him.
So he'll get the left-handed hitting Evan Edwards, and the first pitch is a fastball pumped in at 92 for a strike. It is 0-1. One defensive change for Biloxi. Terrence Dostin has entered into the game. He'll play right. As a swing and a miss on a curveball. Cam breaks it out early, and it's quickly 0-2 to Edwards, who is 0-3 tonight with 2 strikeouts and a groundout. And time is called as Edwards takes his time. So Lutz, after flying out for the final out in the top of this inning, a defensive replacement for Dawson to come in. 0-2, and a check swing on an inside fastball, and Edwards is rung up for a called third strike. Second time tonight that Edwards has checked his swing. That one, and his struck out back in the third. Robinson comes out and strikes out the first man he faces. One gone and Jordan Kassar, the batter. First offer from Robinson. And a fastball out of range at 93 for a strike. It is 0-1. 5-4 Biloxi here in the bottom of the eighth inning as Robinson deals home. And Kassar swings through a fastball at the bottom of the zone at 94. And it's 0-2. Robinson glove set at his belt in the right hand of the 0-2. And Kassar takes one inside that bounces and goes over the netting and into the stands. See how that one was spiked? What would you say, Thomas?
Yeah, that was spiked for sure.
So new baseball in hand for Robinson, who's got a light blue glove. Kind of a tealish color on his left hand. As he brings home a 1-2, buries another pitch down low and can't get Kassar to chase. And so the count draws even at 2-2. Kassar 0-for-1 today. He has walked twice and scored both times he has. His other time up was a strikeout. Robinson the 2-2. And a curveball is swung on and missed. Back-to-back strikeouts for Robinson. Two gone in the inning. It'll be Diego Infante. And actually, that might have just been a fastball that Robinson threw at the bottom of the zone, but he just came right downhill with it. So back-to-back strikeouts for Robinson and Diego Infante. Pokes the first one straight down for a foul ball. It is 0-1. Cam really operating at a quick clip tonight. He is already set to go as Infante digs back in. The 0-1. And a breaking ball, outer edge for a called strike, and it's 0-2. Infante has a big wide stance. The back of his left heel is on the edge of the batter's box as the 0-2 is taken low. Ball lands two strikes to Infante. So he is much further back from the plate than a lot of hitters that you'll see. A lot of guys are normally a lot. Robinson with two gone in the bags, empty the 1-2. And a fastball is low and outside. The count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. 5-4 Shuckers here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Infield plays pretty much straight up for the right-handed hitting Infante. And Robinson's 2-2 is fouled off. And caught a piece of Infante as he walks out with a little bit of Mosey straight away. Ray is playing very deep in center. About two steps to the left of the 400 sign in straightaway center. Dawson is maybe shaded a little bit more towards center. And very deep even out in right field. That's where Infante went for his RBI double in the sixth. And nearly hit it over the wall. Robinson, new baseball in hand, and Infante will call time. Robinson sets at the belt, ready to deal. And the right-hander, the 2-2. And this is shot down the right field line towards the foul pole in the right field corner, and it bangs off the wall, foul. Oh, Infante nearly went the opposite way, but it hit off the wall right by the 333 sign. The count stays at 2-2.
Well, again, we talk about the different ballparks. MGM Park, that's got a chance to go. 325 down the right field line compared to 333. They just continue to slice the further down it went, so that's a... You know, maybe ricochets off the foul pole at home.
So Robinson of another chance and the 2-2. And a curveball is swung on and missed. And Robinson strikes out the side in a perfect bottom of the eighth. We go on to the ninth inning. The Shuckers still with a 5-4 lead over the Biscuits. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of that.
Then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs. Cross up, cross up, cross up.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids. Healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove specializes in contractor's equipment. If you're working on a job and need a specific power tool, Milner can make your job easier. Milner even carries mini excavators, trenchers, light towers, compressors, pumps, and lifts. And that doesn't even scratch the surface on all the equipment Milner has to help contractors get the job done right and on time. Go by and see them today on Dito Road near Highway 49 Gulfport. Save time and money and get the job done right the first time.
Start of the ninth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers with a 5-4 lead over the Montgomery Biscuits. It'll be Thomas Diller to lead things off. Switch hitting first baseman will bat left against the righty Trevor Brigden out for his second inning of work. On the first offer, he is pulled down the first baseline. Look out. Diller down in front of an off-speed, and it is strike one. 5 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for the Shuckers. 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Biscuits. Brigden the 0-1. And Diller checks his swing on a ball that finishes down in the dirt. And the count evens up at 1-1 to Diller. Shuckers took a 1-0 lead back in the first inning thanks to an RBI double by Cam Devaney. They added on with a 2-run homer by Kale in the second. And the count is 1-2. The Biscuits scored their only run off of Robert Gasser while he was in the game in the bottom of the second inning on an infield single. As Dillard waves and misses at a changeup and strikes out for the first out here in the ninth. We would stay at 3-1 until the bottom of the sixth inning. Gasser gave up a leadoff single to Ronnie Simon, got the next two outs, and then Luis Contreras came into the ballgame. A walk, a ground rule double, and a 2-RBI single gave the Biscuits the lead. First offer to Nick, and Kale fouls it off for his strike. It is 0-1. Nick 2-for-3 tonight with a single, a home run, 2 RBIs, and 2 runs scored. Brigden already set to go. The righty zone one. He's low and in. In the top of the seventh inning, though, Kale with his single and Coca walked. And then a 2-RBI double by Andrew Monasterio gave the Shuckers their 5-4 lead. As Kale hits this one to deep left center field, tracking back on it is Kassar. And just as he gets to the warning track, he leaps up and makes the grab. Kale gives it a ride out to deep left center field. And that is an incredible night at the plate for Nick Kale. He nearly hit his second home run of the night.
And we saw Cameron Meisner last night at a Garrett Whitley fly ball into deep center field yesterday. Literally the same catch out towards that billboard out there.
Now it's Jason Coca. He takes a hack and a miss at a high fastball for a strike. It is 0-1. But Kale tonight, 2-for-3, or 2-for-4, but does not tell the full story. 0-1, and this is bunted in the air and foul. And so Coco quickly in an 0-2 hole. Speaking of Meisner, he is scheduled to hit second in the bottom of the ninth inning. It'll be Hunt, Meisner, and Jones, the 3-2 up with the Biscuits. And no one warming for Biloxi, so it looks like 0-2, inner edge, called third strike. So Brigden, 2 scoreless innings tonight for the Biscuits, and that sends us to the bottom of the ninth inning. Cam Robinson coming back out to try and close it out for the Shuckers, who have a 5-4 lead as we go that way on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Bottom of the ninth inning, Shuckers with a 5-4 lead over the Montgomery Biscuits. Out for the ninth inning, and he will get a pinch hitter here in the ninth. Morgan Ensberg using all the tools available to him as he'll bring on the left-handed hitting Kyle Manzardo. First offer from Robinson, and Manzardo takes inside for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, this is just the ninth game since Manzardo has been promoted to AA, but he's 11 for 29 in his first eight. That's a 379 average, as this is low and in. Two balls and no strikes. Manzardo, five doubles, a homer, nine RBIs in his short stint with AA Montgomery. Leads it off here against Robinson. The right-hander peers in and is 2-0. And Manzardo fists one on the ground out to second. Coca to his right, an easy scoop and throw, and Manzardo is neutralized. One gone, and the lineup turns over to Cameron Meisner. Well, the Shuckers gave up the lead in the bottom of the sixth inning on a two or on an RBI double by Infante and a two RBI single by Blake Hunt. But in the top of the seventh, a two RBI double by Andrew Monasterio, putting Biloxi ahead 5-4. That's where we're still at here in the bottom of the ninth. Robinson's first pitch to Meisner, and the fastball is low and in. It is 1-0. Meisner so far today 0-3 with a walk and three strikeouts. 1-0. And that's low and in with a fastball. Two balls and no strikes to Meisner. Robinson came in the eighth inning and struck out the side. Fastball, fastball, curveball to get Edwards, Cassar, and Infante. Two lefties and a righty. Starts with two lefties here as the 2-0 to Meisner is ripped on a missed. Fastball at the bottom of the zone. And the count is 2-1. Greg Jones, the switch hitting shortstop, waiting on deck. The set and the 2-1. And Meisner, 95 on the stadium radar gun. And so the count draws even at 2-2. Shuckers looking for a win tonight that would even this six-game series at two games apiece. Robinson's 2-2. And Meisner strikes out swinging on a curveball. Cam Robinson with his fourth strikeout in five batters faced. And Meisner's wearing the golden sombrero tonight.
Well, this Shuckers pitching staff has just made one of the best hitters in the last 2 months. Well, look human tonight.
So two gone, and it's Greg Jones, the first offer. And Jones fouls it off. Catches a piece of kale, but he seems to be okay. It is 0-1. And now Nick will stand up and bounce up and down to try and get some blood flowing back through his leg again. But Jones so far today, 1-3. He had that infield RBI single in the second. Two ground outs and was hit by a pitch in the seventh as a curveball misses in. No swing from Jones. And it's 1-1. 5-4 Shuckers here in the bottom of the ninth inning with the bases empty and two gone. The right-hander Cam Robinson, the 1-1. And a bouncer to first. Dillard backs up and he bobbles it. And Jones is going to be safe. Well, that is just an error you cannot make in that spot. The ball game should be over. If Dillard wasn't able to get to the base, Robinson certainly had covered in time to where he could have led him. And so Nick Childs will pop out and join the mound visit as Nick Cale is out there.
Yeah, Dillard just kind of got caught there a little bit at first base where he didn't know if he took the glove up towards his chest or down. I think the speed of Jones as well, I think, kind of made him rush a little bit the process.
So an error on Dillard allows Jones to reach. And that puts the tying run on base. And not only does it put the tying run on, the Southern League on. Thomas talked about it back in the seventh inning. Jones with his 33rd steal of the year. He's been caught just five times this season. He came into today fifth in the Southern League in stolen bases. And a speedy second baseman is following him in Brett Wisely. So an error extends the inning. Shuckers leading it 5-4 with two gone, and now Jones on first in the bottom of the ninth. Set on the first offer to Wisely, and a curveball just misses. I can't say I know where. Ball one to Wisely. Wisely is 1-for-4 today, a single in the first, since then a flyout and two strikeouts. Left-handed batter waits in the righty Robinson. A long hold and a spin and a throw. Well, the throw wasn't as fast as the spin move by Robinson, but it got Jones to dive back in. Infield shades towards the right for the left-handed hitting Wisely. Devaney more up the middle, kind of close to second. The 1-0, and there goes the runner. The pitch is high, and Cale will put it in his back pocket as Jones successfully steals his second base of the night. Pitch was up high, so it's two balls and no strikes to Wisely. So 2-0 the count now. As the set by Robinson, and the pitch is a little high. Three balls and no strikes to Wisely, with Ronnie Simon waiting on deck. Well, this ball game should be over. Bouncer to first, an error by Dillard, extended the ball game, and now the tying run at second with two gone. Robinson, the 3-0, fouled off by Wisely. And so the count is 3-1. And Robinson looked like he was going to set this thing down without allowing a ground out and a strikeout here in the ninth. But Jones at second after the error in stolen base. The set. And the 3-1. And a curveball is high for ball four. So now a walk to Wisely, and the winning run is on base as Ronnie Simon comes to bat.
Number three, Ronnie Simon.
Well, Robinson does not walk a lot of batters. 13th appearance with Biloxi. That is just his fifth walk. So now the switch hitting third baseman Simon bats left as the right-hander Robinson brings one home that's fouled off for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, Simon reached on an error back in the first inning. It was a hot shot ground ball that Warren got his glove to, but it ended up behind him. Fouled out back in the third and singled and scored a run as part of the three-run bottom of the sixth for the Biscuits. Shuckers leading it 5-4 with two gone in the bottom of the ninth. And Robinson, a long hold, and the 0-1. And a curveball misses outside. One ball and one strike to the third baseman, Simon. Well, Simon, we mentioned coming into today, he was hitting .368 against lefties. Still pretty good against right-handers, batting .318 against them this year coming into tonight. 1-1, and a fastball dots the outer edge, knee-high for a strike. And the count is 1-2. Good speed on the bases. Jones at second, Wisely at first. Two gone in the bottom of the ninth with the Shuckers leading 5-4. The right-hander Cam Robinson sets belt high. And it is 1-2. is low and in with a fastball. Didn't miss by very much. The count has run even at 2-2. Nico Holsizer waiting on deck. Right fielder Dawson is playing very shallow, so he is playing to try and cut down the tying run at home. And Robinson trying to get on the same page as Kale will take a step off of the rubber. Ray playing straight away in center field, medium depth. And the left fielder Whitley in a couple of steps in straightaway left field. Robinson readies, and the right-hander's 2-2 is inside, and the count has run full now to Simon. And these are just high-stress pitches that Robinson shouldn't be having to throw. But an error at first base on what should have been the last out in the game has extended this inning. Jones at second, Wisely at first, and the 3-2 is popped up foul. Robinson came at him with a fastball and pops it up, and there's no action currently out in Biloxi's bullpen. This is Robinson's game right now. Right-hander seeking a two-inning save. Holding on to a 5-4 advantage. The set. And another 3-2 is swung on and missed. And Cam Robinson, error and all, slams the door. Five strikeouts over two scoreless innings to lock down his minor league leading 25th save of the year and his sixth in seven tries at Double-A. It's a massive win for the Shuckers as they attempt to make up ground in the second half Southern League standings, and a come-from-behind win tonight as Biloxi gets a 5-4 victory over the Montgomery Biscuits. When we come back, it's the postgame show. Put a bow on this one and get you all set for tomorrow. Shuckers 5-4 winners tonight. Postgame show next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Well, welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium. Shuckers come away with a 5-4 victory over the Montgomery Biscuits tonight. There, let's go ahead and take you back through this one. And we start back in the first inning. The Shuckers jumped out to a 1-0 lead. Andrew Monasterio with a one-out walk. And then Cam Devaney with an RBI double. That made it 1-0. Shuckers would increase their lead in the second, with another two-out rally. Thomas Dillard with a two-out single. And then Nick Gale. What was the distance on it, Thomas?
449 feet.
That was a bomb to straightaway center field. Kale with his second home run of the year was a two-run blast, and it made it 3-0 Biloxi. For the left-hander, Robert Gasser, he allowed just one run while he was on the mound tonight, and it came in the bottom of the second inning. Jordan Cazar worked a one-out walk. Diego Infante singled. Blake Hunt flied out. And then a walk to Cameron Meisner loaded the bases. Greg Jones with an infield single to drive in a run. That made it 3-1. But then Gasser would retire the next 10 men in a row. The only other base runner that he allowed the rest of his outing came in the bottom of the sixth inning when Ronnie Simon led off with a single. But Gasser got a line out from Holsizer and a strikeout of Edwards. That ended his night. In came Luis Contreras. He walks Jordan Cazar, and then Diego Infante, a ground rule double that drove in Cazar that ultimately made it 3-2. And then Blake Hunt with a two RBI single that gave the Biscuits a 4-3 advantage. However, the Shuckers struck back in the bottom of the in the top of the seventh inning. Nick Cale with the second hit of the night. Jason Koka then worked a walk. And Andrew Monasterio with a two RBI double. And that made it 5-4 Biloxi. In the seventh inning, Contreras came back out. Jones was hit to start the inning. He stole second and then got to third on a flyout to center by Ronnie Simon. But Contreras struck out Holsizer and stranded Jones at third. Cam Robinson came in for Biloxi in the eighth inning and struck out the side. And then in the bottom of the ninth, he got a ground out from Blake Manzano as a pinch hitter. And then a strikeout of Meisner. And then Greg Jones hit a bouncing ball to first that looked like it was going to be the final out. Thomas Dillard committed an error fielding the stole second. Wisely worked a walk. But then Cam Robinson, a strikeout of Ronnie Simon. And that locked up the win for the Shuckers as they take this one home by a final score of 5-4. When we come back, we take a look around the rest of the Southern League as well as the Brewers-affiliated system. And we'll get you set for tomorrow night. All of that as the Shuckers postgame show rolls along next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures, you can rely on Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium. Shuckers 5-4 winners tonight over the Montgomery Biscuits, but we weren't the only action in the Southern League. To take a look around the rest of the league, I'll send you over to Thomas Zinzarella.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. We'll start with the one game that was not played today. Pensacola and Mississippi rained out tonight.
Tough.
So they're playing a doubleheader tomorrow. It seems like we picked a good week to go on the road with the Embraers already playing a doubleheader in this series. They did, I believe, on Wednesday. And now another one on Saturday, so not a fun day up in Pearl. Of course, we were there about 2 weeks ago, so avoided the rain as best as we could. But still, two other games going on currently right now. Bottom of the sixth inning in Birmingham, just a little bit north of here. And the Barons are trailing the Smokies 4-1 in the bottom of the sixth. Nobody on and nobody out. And Alex Destino, RBI single, got the Barons on the board first in the first inning, but two runs in the second and third inning. Barons have been held to just three hits so far by a bullpen type of day for the Smokies. Ryan Jensen, Peyton Remy. And so it's a little bit everybody today going an inning and two-thirds, two and a third innings, so not really one starter out there today. But the Smokies on top 4-1, which is important for them. They are tied right now for first place in the second half divisional standings in the Southern League, and they are tied with Rocket City again, who is currently losing right now 3-2 in the bottom of the sixth inning. They have two men on, first and second, and two outs. And which Logan O'Hoppe struck out, then LaVon Soto singled to move a runner-up. So that is where they sit, because O'Hoppe struck out, but it reached first on a drop third strike, a wild pitch by Michael Burns. So that would be tough scenes for him out there if that run comes in to score. But it's even crazier that the Lookouts have a lead right now, because they scored three runs on Jesson from Alex McGarry in the top of the fourth inning. Matt McClain and Ellie De La Cruz scored on that. But Zach Nito, he has driven in two the unconventional way, grounded it to double play in the first, and then a RBI ground out in the fourth inning. And so that is the result right now, 3-2. But Trash Panda has had the tying run at second base. So Hoppy, two hits today. LaVon Soto, 3-for-3. And kind of a tinkering in the order. We saw Soto leadoff man in all six games. He is hitting third tonight. Ryan Aguilar is leadoff man. So they're tinkering that lineup 1-9. A little bit there up in Rocket City.
That was one that they moved around. And I think it's because Aguilar has had a pretty big week this week.
Yeah.
A three-hit performance. So they vaulted him up in the order a little bit and gave him a chance to hit there in the leadoff spot.
Yeah, he's 1-for-2 today with two walks. And then just completed Sam Bachman, who we saw, of course, the first-round draft pick by the Angels a year ago. Four innings today, walked three, and struck out two, allowed the home run, obviously. But so Rocket City.
There you go. We'll keep our eyes on them, because we're going to see them one more time this season. Thomas, thank you so much for a check of the Southern League scoreboard. As for scores from around the Brewers-affiliated system today, Nashville, they had a couple of games that they were playing against Jacksonville, and they won both legs of their doubleheader, 6-5 in game number one. Nashville jumped out to a 5-0 lead in the first two innings, all thanks to Bryce Turang. Turang with a single that drove in Sal Frelick and Estuary Ruiz. Right now, it is in Nashville, it is turning into water is wet, and Sal Frelick hits in his first at, gets a hit in his first at bat. He comes in and scores, and then Turang hits his 10th home run of the year, a three-run blast in the top of the second inning. The difference in the ballgame, though, ended up being Weston Wilson reaching on a fielding error and Joey Weimer coming in and scoring. That's because Jacksonville scored three in the fifth and two in the sixth inning. But J.C. Mejia, who was designated for, or who was placed back onto the roster and optioned down to AAA, goes one inning. Ethan Small, 4 2/3 innings, three runs on three hits tonight. By the way, Bryce Turang also stole his 24th base of the year. That's cold. He did it off of Peyton Henry, his former teammate. In game number two, Nashville a little bit easier, 7-2 winner in that one. They went ahead and scored five runs in the first inning. Pablo Reyes with a single. Garrett Mitchell with a two RBI double, and then Patrick Dorian with an RBI single. Garrett Mitchell would add on another double in the third. Troy Johnston did homer in the ballgame, and Williams Astudillo with a home run for Jacksonville, but ultimately a win for the Nashville Sounds. Meanwhile, Carolina held off a four-run rally in the top of the ninth inning to come away with a 10-9 win over Fayetteville. And Wisconsin and Cedar Rapids suspended tonight in the bottom of the fourth inning. But at the time that they were suspended, the T-Rats had a 5-0 lead. Wes Clark with a two-run homer, Joe Gray with a two-run homer, and Antonio Pinheiro with a sacrifice fly. And the Brewers, they were in action today up at Wrigley Field. They ultimately fall to the Cubs today by a final score of 8-7. Meanwhile, the Orioles and Red Sox, they're playing a football game tonight. 15-10 Orioles right now over the Red Sox. That game is in the top of the seventh inning. It was just right there. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. That's
craziness right there.
Sox have no pitching. I think half the starters are injured in the bullpen. Well, you know what they are.
That Orioles team is just so much fun to watch this season.
Good offense.
All right, final numbers from our game tonight. For Biloxi, 5 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. They end up leaving 4 men on base. For Montgomery, 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They leave 9 men on base. Tonight's winning pitcher, Luis Contreras, improves to 3-2. Andrew Gross takes the loss. He drops to 1-3. And Cam Robinson locks down his 6th save at AA. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 31 minutes in front of a crowd of 3,002 on an 82-degree partly cloudy night here in Montgomery. With a win, the Shuckers are now 56-54 on the year. They're 22-and they're now 5 games back in Montgomery, who is 55-50 on the year, and 27-16 overall on the second half of the Southern League season. Next up, it is another 6:35 p.m. first pitch. Now, check that. It's 6:05 tomorrow night. I knew there was a reason that I checked my notes. 6:05 tomorrow night for the Shuckers. They'll send the left-hander Nick Bennett to the mound, 6-9 with a 4.87 ERA. He'll be opposed by the right-hander Evan McKendry, 0-4 with a 3.52. So first pitch at 6:05 tomorrow. We're on the air for you at 5:50 tomorrow night from right here at Riverwalk Stadium. Well, a big thanks to Thomas Zanzarella for all of his hard work today. Thomas, play-by-play, color commentator, as well as our audio engineer tonight. Thomas, thank you, as always, for all of your hard work, sir.
Thank you, Garrett.
But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Friday night. Whether you listen for an out, an inning, or you're with us for the whole game, we're thrilled you made Biloxi Shuckers baseball a part of your night. So, for Thomas Zanzarella, I'm Garrett Green, saying so long from here at Riverwalk Stadium. Your final score, the Biloxi Shuckers 5, the Montgomery Biscuits 4. Back at it again tomorrow night at 6:05 p.m. Until then, good night from the capital of the state of Alabama.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com.